Why did you pick Hound Dog for Phil Duncan?
No comment.
Coincidence?
Yes.
Hmm. Phil, have you seen the Elvis movie?
No, but I can't wait to see it.
That's very good. Have you seen Country Calendar?
I haven't.
Well, what have you got to offer the show today?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, but I've got to catch up on it now.
Have you looked at a weather map?
I have.
Maybe you can help us there.
Yeah, I have done that.
Hey, it's if this is winter weather, you know, like frost, big highs sitting over the country, I think most of us take it, don't we?
Yeah, I was talking to a journalist, Paul Gorman, today, and I said to him, this weather is just classic winter weather coming through at the moment. It's and nice variety with the temperatures. You know, we had a mild weekend in some places getting close to 20 degrees and some even above that. And then today we're seeing a cold southerly come up the South Island with snow in the forecast now through the mountains and ranges, and even getting down possibly into the Canterbury Plains briefly with smaller amounts, but there's potential for it with this system coming through over the next 48 hours. And at the same time, a low developing just north of the North Island. So there's quite a few moving parts, but generally speaking, the southerly flow is the dominant feature this week.
Right, that's pretty much it, is it?
Yeah, and it leans drier than average in many places. And Waikato is an area that needed rain not long ago with the drought announced. I went down to my parents' place just a few weeks ago, and you know, all along the Waiha River there was flooding and ponding in the farms. So it looks more like a classic sort of Waikato winter than it did even just a few weeks ago. Of course, it wasn't winter technically then, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Phil, we've been talking about Country Calendar, and it was very interesting, and it's created a lot of commentary, obviously, about Jeff and Justine Ross, who've been very successful entrepreneurs. They've moved that into a farming operation now. But I think, to be fair to them, we've got to cut them some slack because they're related through marriage to Andy Thompson. And I know that he has parked himself up there on numerous occasions. And I'm just as well they're billionaires because he's not cheap to run.
That's amazing. What an amazing connection.
Well, not for the Rosses, I wouldn't think.
Loves a trough.
Yeah. Phil, I thought you what might problem? Add to that conversation, but no.
I didn't know what to say because every time I say something, it's usually a negative thing. So
we love you, Andy, even though you're the enemy now.